Ve'im lochash ve'olso biyado. So let's say a person is lochash. They do daven ve'olso biyado, and it works. Umegis dato. And then they feel so good about themselves. Look what happened. I davened in the Shemona Esrei that something should go well, and it worked. I must be so worthy, and therefore they become haughty. Hagosa. They become full of themselves. So maybe af le'olam. That person brings anger to the world. Shenemar. Mikne af al ola. You acquire af. You acquire anger al ola on your raising yourself up, on your being too haughty. Rava Omar, shnei tamini chacham sheyoshim bi'ir achas. There are two tamini chacham that sit in the same city. The einoch in zelazeh b'halacha, and they cannot get themselves together. They cannot interact and interface in a positive way. In the context of halacha, miskanim ba'af, they result in anger coming to the world. Malin also, shenemar, as it says, mikne af, again, you acquire anger, al ola, on the fact that it's going up, it's rising up, and what's rising up is not something that's appropriate. Amar Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish, my dichsev, what is the pasuk mean when it says, im yishol chanochash, that you, but the snake bites below lachash, without being appealed to, ven yisrun lebal loshon, then there's no value to the bal loshon, lasid lavo, in the end of days, lasid lavo, in the world to come. Miskaptos ubos kolachayos eitzel anochash, Hashem's going to bring all of the chayos, all of the animals, to the nochash, v'omrim lo, and they're going to say to him, Ari, the lion, doris v'ocheli, he tramples and he eats. Ze'ev, what does the wolf do? Torei for ochel. He drags it somewhere and he rips it up and he eats. Ata mahanei hano yesh lecha. When you bite, you don't eat. You just inject your venom and kill your prey for no reason. So says the Gemara, Amar lahem, he's going to say them, ve'en yisro lebal haloshon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that basically the metaphor is he brings all the Balei Lashon Hara, right? This week we had the Chafetz Chaim Shabbos. He's going to bring all the Balei Lashon Hara to the snake, because the snake is one of the representatives of Lashon Hara, what he did with Adam and Chava. And he's going to say to them that you benefit not at all from what's going on here. You don't benefit from the Lashon Hara. You gain nothing. You just assault. You just inject your venom into the community. So how is that helpful? So ve'en yisron lebal haloshon. So Amar Rabbi Yami says Rabbi Yami. So too everybody who speaks lashon hara, you're not benefiting anything. Amar Rabbi Yami says Rabbi Yami ain't filososhal nishmas elim kain meso nafsh mesim nafsho bekapo. A person's tefillah is not listened to unless he places his soul in his hand. What does that mean? It means that the person is sincere. The person is authentic. Their behavior, their attitudes are aligned with what it is that they are davening for, what they are asking for. It has to be that there is a sense of sincerity and authenticity. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Naso levavenu ela kapayim, to carry our hearts in our hands. So the Gemara says, "Ini is that true?" But Ukim Shmuel, but Shmuel Amura Alea, Shmuel would say about this pasuk, "V'darash vayiv tuhu befihem," that he convinced them with his mouth, v'shonam yechazvu, and with his tongue he denigrated. Lo velibam lo nachonimo, and his heart was not with him. Velo nemanu bebriso, and didn't believe in the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these things are describing somebody who's davening to Hashem, and yet their behavior and their attitudes are inappropriate. Ve'afal pikein, and even so, v'hu rachum yichaper avon, Hashem still, nevertheless, forgives their sin. So which is it? Does Hashem listen to the tefillos of people who are insincere, or inconsistent, right? Or does Hashem not listen to their tefillah? So the Gemara says, lo kasha. It's not a question. Kan biyachid, kan bitzibur. And here we arrive at one of the great, great benefits of tefillah bitzibur, right? That when we're describing a yachid, if you're going to carry the tefillah all on your own, all on your own shoulders, and you're going to walk up to God and say, I need this, and I need that, and I need this, and I need that, so you better believe that that's only happening if you're a sincere person, if you're authentic, if you represent what it is that you're trying to do, if your hand and your heart are in the same place. But if not, so you're not deserving of it, and that's it. You won't get answered properly. But if you're part of a tzibur, and you happen to have had a bad day, or a bad week, or a bad year, or a bad lifetime, and you are not somebody who is, who is comporting themselves aligned with the expectations of the Torah, but you're part of a larger tzibur, a larger congregation where somebody else is doing the right things. Then says the Gemara, v'hu rachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis. Then your tfilos, can be answered. And this is what the Rambam explains, Rambam says it's in Hilchos Tshuva also, that the tzibur is always listened to. The tzibur is always listened to. Some understand that to mean because there's a power to the collective. That's one possibility. The other possibility is because somewhere in that collective is somebody who's doing the right thing. I always felt that this Gemara and this reason is one of the reasons why when we talk about some of the toxicity of being disruptive in shul, let's say talking during davening, so very often, so there are different times that people are, so Psukei D'Zimra, so that's one level of Nisayon, right? Not to talk during Psukei D'Zimra. But then you'll have many people, so they're not going to talk. Once we get to Yishtabach, they're not going to talk. When do they start talking again? Right? Right after they finish silent Shmona Esrei. I would argue that is probably the most damaging time to talk. More damaging than interrupting your own Kriya Shema. Because that is the time where other people, the whole reason you're in this room is to rely on the people who are davening. So you finish Shmona Esrei in 30 seconds because you're, not holding by maybe more focus. So instead of what I would do then is I would be quiet and I would allow those that are around me who are davening to be able to daven well, to be able to daven sincerely, to be able to daven passionately. Why? I'm riding their coattails. The whole reason I'm here is because I want to be part of their tefillah. So to be disruptive to their tefillah, not only is that a lack of Ben Adam Lamakom, not only is that a lack of Menshlechkai towards those other people, but it's self-destructive. It assaults the whole reason you're in the room. The whole reason you're in the room is to be able to be carried by everybody else. So you're going to do something now that's disruptive to them? Better you should disrupt your own davening. Better in the middle of Kriya Shema, you should ask the score for the Yankees. So okay, you killed your Kriya Shema. But you're still at least riding everyone else's Kriya Shema. You're gonna kill everybody's, right? So, not to mention the damage you could do to the Yankees by doing such a thing. Right? So, there's Kan B'Yachid, Kan B'Tzibur. We have to be very, very sensitive to the environment of Tzibur and to create a communal space where people are davening. Amar Ravami says, Ravami, Engishamim Yardim, Elabishvil Bali Emuna, Geshem only comes on account of those that conduct themselves in business with Emuna, with honesty, with faith. Shenemar, Emes me Eretz Tatzmiach, that Emes comes from the land, grows from the land, Vitzedek Mishamayim Nishkof. What a beautiful interpretation of a pasuk. And righteousness then comes from the heavens. If we want righteousness to come from the heavens, then we have to operate ourselves in the world in a positive way, in a righteous way. But Amar Rabbi Ami, he says, Rabbi Borei Kama Gedolim Balei Emuna. Look how great Balei Emuna are. Minayin, from where do we know this? How important it is to have Emuna and Hashem. Mechulda Ubor, from the story of the animal, I think it's the weasel and the pit. What's the story of the weasel and the pit? It's a little bit of a strange story. Rashi quotes the story. There were once upon a time, there was a girl who fell into a pit. And a boy was walking by. A man was walking by. And he sees the girl in the pit. So the girl says, rescue me from the pit. So the man says, the tzaddik that he is, the mensch that he is, he says, I'm a balach rayas. So I will rescue you from the pit on condition that you marry me. You agree to marry me? And who's the witness to this agreement? The pit and this animal that's right there. So the girl says, okay, no problem. He rescues you from the pit. And lo and behold, this, I guess the shidduch doesn't work out, whatever it is. And they go their separate ways. So the man gets married to somebody else. And they have two children. And both children die. One child dies because it was attacked by a chulda. And the other child dies because, guess,
fell into a pit.
Very good. So they fell into a pit. So the wife says to the husband, what horrible tzaras that we have. How could this happen to us? So the husband says, tells her the story that, I was supposed to marry somebody else. I saw them at Sinai. right? I was supposed to marry somebody else. So the and tells her the whole story about the pit and the chulda and the whole thing. So she says, "Well, this is never going to work." So they get divorced, and I guess the story ends. He tries to marry the other girl. So umahamamin bechulda v'bor. So this tale, you see that somebody who believes as a witness in the chulda in the bor as something that's so substantial in the eventualities of their life. Kachamamin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama. So someone who believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so? So obviously this story is trying to teach us something. That very often when we look at our lives, the things that we trust and the things that we have faith in are the things that are material, that we see, that are ever present in our physical existence. If we're going to have faith in the things that are ever present in our physical existence, then how much more so we should have faith in a Kadosh Baruch Hu that controls all of existence. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-matzdik es atzmo milamata, matzdikin olav adin milmala. Right? Anybody who is matzdik es atzmo, they try to do the right thing milmata, is somebody who's going to, the din will be proper from the heavens. Shenemar, emes me'eretz tatzmiach. Again, if emes comes from the ground, betzarek mishamayim nishkof, then righteousness will come from shamayim. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, amar, Rav Huna mehacha, Rechia bar Avin. Name of Rav Huna says this concept comes from somewhere else. V'chia rascha evrasecha, which means v'chia rascha, according to the fear of you, evrasecha is your anger. So in other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu reacts based on the relationship. Rabbi Leish Lakish Amar mehacha, pagata es sos, the oset sedek bidurachecha, yiskorcha hein ato kafats v'nechta bahem. So let's just go. Pagata es sos va'asa tzedek. If you have pagata, there's something that happens to somebody who is rejoicing va'asa tzedek and performing righteousness. Meaning something bad happens to someone who's doing the right thing. Bidrachecha yiskorcha. Through your ways, they will remember you. Meaning they look at that. And they don't say to themselves, "Ah, I don't know why this happened," but they'll look for an insight into, you know, how to become better as a result of this suffering. Hein ata katzafta v'nechta. Behold, you have become katzafta. You become angry because v'nechta we've sinned. Bahem olam v'nosha. But then, through this, the world is saved because we learn from our mistakes. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, call hasameach be yisurin. Anybody who rejoices in things that happen to them that are yisurin, shebarna love that come to them, maybe Yeshua la'olam brings salvation to the world. Shenemar, as it says, bahem, through these things, olam v'nosha, the world is saved. So that's a very, very high level, right? To be sameach be yisurin. First of all, it's a very high level not to lose it because of Yisurin, right? We can't judge anybody. People that go through tremendous suffering, many of them lose their faith. That's already a high level to hold on to it. Then not only to hold on to it, but to maintain the course. Apal pi, there is Yisurin. That's an even bigger level, right? But then there's a higher level that's not necessarily accessible all the time to everybody. It's a very, very difficult thing. And that is Sameach B'Yisurin. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. That when you make the Bracha of Dayana Emes, right? I think we've quoted this Gemara, Kashem, Shavarachan Al-Tov, Kach Mavarachan Al-Ra, then you should make Kashem. What's the equivalent? That just like you make the Atova Ametiv, Lekablinu B'Simcha, so too the Dayana Emes, Lekablinu B'Simcha. Very difficult to understand what that means. But in this context, what the Gemara is basically saying, it doesn't mean that you're happy that something bad happened. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have to walk around and say, I am thrilled that such a suffering is taking place. What it means is that this Yisurin, this suffering, has become not only a source of suffering and despondency, but it's become an opportunity for me to better myself or better others or give to the world. I am transforming it from being something incapacitating to something that can be used for something positive. And I can find the emotional simcha in that. in recognizing that ultimately it comes from God, and therefore can be a platform for something good. It doesn't mean that I'm happy about the suffering itself. I'm able to bifurcate those two aspects of it. I'm able to struggle tremendously with the Yisurim itself, but I'm able to also see the nuance. I'm able to also see the opportunity that the Yisurim is bringing in making a positive impact in the world. And from there, I can build, you know, something that's b'simcha. And there are incredible role models of this in the world, right? We all remember when Racheli Frankel lost her son in that horrific experience, that she spoke a lot about the way in which Klal Yisrael came together for those 18 days as a result of what happened with those three boys. Does that mean she's bisameach, what happened to her son? Of course not. She's beside herself with what happened to her son. But what it means is she's able to identify, she doesn't, we don't know the cheshbon of why bad things happen, but she's able to identify something in there, some strand in there that was an opportunity for something good, and allow that to be definitional emotionally as well and be part of the experience. Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin. You could find the simcha b'yisurin, in the yisurin. Not that the yisurin is b'simcha, but b'yisurin. Shebar nalav maybe Yeshua la'olam. You could bring real salvation to the world because yisurin create opportunities and moments for real